Oh My Pod Podcast, episode 1046. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Oh My Pod Podcast, a podcast about life from a Gomo point of view. We are those Gomos, your geeky homo host, Peter.
Shitty.
And your tiger mom, Pinoy boy.
Why do you have such a big grin on your face, PB? What is so funny?
Nothing, absolutely.
Would you like to share with the class?
Well, no, like, I've just been playing with my green screen and finally like the lag went away.
Oh, very nice.
It did this and...
I saw that, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm doing stupid shit on my iPad, but it boils down
to. Okay, excellent. All right. So, welcome back. I know we just did a podcast like 72 hours ago or something like that, right? It was Tuesday, Wednesday, so not that long ago. Not a lot has happened in the world, but we'll still chat with you guys about what's going on and everything. As always, 10,000 things a day happen to me, so we'll find stuff to talk about. So, Shruti, what's going on in your world?
High blood pressure. We talked about this, right?
No, we did not. We don't usually talk about your health stuff, so go for it. We talked about your knee, but you could give us an update on your knee.
The knee, it's better. It not completely healed, so I'm not back on the court yet. But I went back to the doctor to talk about high blood pressure. And now I'm on a low dose of whatever he gave to me. Seems to help.
Well, when did you start taking it?
4 days ago.
Okay. Usually takes about 2 weeks. And you'll know.
Oh.
And they might adjust your dose. Okay. Yeah. We just went through this with Sean. And I have a doctor's appointment on sometime in April where they're probably going to tell me I'm dying. So I'm sure I have a thousand things wrong with me.
So far, no ED. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. I don't think that's really one of the side effects. I think more you have to worry about swollen ankles.
It is.
But go for it.
It is, definitely. The big thing is the coughing and, in some case, ED. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I know.
The doctor told me, like, oh, you didn't have the problem with ED last time, so we'll put you on this.
Okay. We'll take your word for it. Because
I have some recreational drugs just in case. Because, like, you know,
anyway.
Just as a prophylactic, I kind of want to boost.
All right, get some Hinge mint. She'll be good to go.
But they also do like the electric wand thing in office, right?
What electric?
Do they wand? Not have like a electrostimulant device that they
do what like... with you?
No one here has ED, PB, so we do not know these things.
Oh, okay, fine. Well,
just saying.
He
said so far no ED.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, for recreational purposes,
no, I mean,
can they give you that electric wand for stimulation?
I don't know. You'll have to call your doctor. Your mileage may vary.
He was like, did you have a problem with ED last time you were taking it? I was like, was it supposed to be a side effect? He's like, yeah, some people get some. I was like, no, it was fine. It was working.
Say yes. Yes, give me all of the fun thing.
He said, well, since you didn't have problems, so you shouldn't have to worry about this. And now, so it's in the back of my head again.
So to speak.
When Sean started his, they were just like, hey, you might get some swelling on your ankles, or you might have a little upset stomach, so let us know if that happens.
No, he told me the biggest thing about this thing that I'm taking is the coughing, which I don't really quite understand why it would make me
so cough. ACE inhibitors cause coughing. So I'm yeah, it's a side effect of captopril from back in the day when I was in pharmacy school. So Sean's had no reaction to his. I'm my upper number is higher, but my lower number is fine. Last time I went, when I got my eyes done, I was like 160 over 90, and they were like, "Are you nervous?" And I'm like, "I don't feel nervous."
Yes.
I wasn't. Well, Sean said when he went to the doctor, the doctors were like, "Your blood pressure is so high. Are you having a heart attack?" And he's like, "I don't know. Maybe you should tell if I'm having a heart attack." But no, he just, his blood pressure is always high. But the medication instantly helped, and he's getting back down there. He's back. He moved from one stage to another down. So.
Okay.
So there you
go. Well, mine was like 150 something to 105.
Oh no, I think Sean's was like 145 over 120 when he first went in.
Oh,
I'm like, now curious. Maybe I should just go get the sphygmomanometer from the other room and just find out. We do that live.
I have one of these. I have one of these wireless ones.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
You have to. When Sean has one too. Sean's is connected to a little.
This one is really good. Really, really good. By Omron.
Sean has a little one.
This is the tech that we're all talking about now. Like, this is what this podcast has
the all people's do. Tech.
It's what happened when once I had cataract surgery. I'm pretty sure we moved into old man jokes. So yeah, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
All righty. So no ED for you. No PB for you. Pickleball for you. So anything else?
You know, I think I have ED, and you. And you give me some stuff.
No, so just curious. So, does the insurance cover those stuff?
Yeah. Well, yes, because white men. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Yes, we outlaw abortions, but this, you know, Viagra and Cialis are all covered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow. Okay.
All right, PB. That's too much.
Balls.
You're going too far.
Balls.
All right. So anything else you'd like to tell us about?
Not really. I'm looking around to see if I bought anything. No, not really. Oh, new one of these. The cushion, the ear cushion.
I see. You got new ear cushions from Apple.
Yeah, the other one fell apart for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know, but it falls apart. So I was like, okay, fine. I was going to get the fake ones. Mm-hmm. But so far people are saying the fake ones are pretty bad, and the fake ones like 35 plus tax is 40 from Apple is like $70.
So. Okay. All right, sounds good.
I don't understand why it costs $70, but Apple.
Yes, exactly. Because we have to have a 45% profit margin at all times, you know. All righty. So, PB, what about you? What's going on in your world?
Just like mundane stuff. Like, my boss was out all week, and so I've been like...
Did he have ED?
You know what? I would love to know. I would like to have that kind of relationship with my boss. And really talk about that shit.
To be friend with me, I need to ask you if you have ED or not.
Wow. So did you, like, home listener, do you want to be friends with us so we can talk about ED?
You know,
man, that's
all right. So you've been goofing off at work because your boss has been off at work, and you're admitting it on air. That's fantastic.
Like, they're not going to find out. Like, what markers are there within like the confines of this audio that are distinguishing of me? Very little.
Okay.
But yeah, I had to talk to a dev because like boss typically shields me from that kind of interaction with the rest of the company. And
okay.
It was like maybe like a 10 minute 10-minute conversation, and for the rest of the week, he's like, fuck it, I've done all the work. I've had interactions with everybody that I needed to. I am done for the week. I'm checking out.
Okay. Must be nice.
It's not that. It's just like I feel like when I talk to a developer, like I think we are on the same level tech wise and like banter wise. But it just takes it out of me. Like, I don't want to.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to be wasting their time. I don't necessarily want follow-up questions. Just like, can we just have this conversation so I can just go lay down again?
Okay. All right.
And I'm so happy that my boss is back, so I don't have to be a responsible adult.
So you don't have to slack off anymore?
No, I'm going to slack off. It's just that I don't have to interact with developers anymore.
All right.
Yeah. So with this newfound spare time I had for the week, I decided to tap into my Windows gaming PC on my Apple Vision Pro.
Okay.
So the Steam Link for iPad app works a treat.
Oh, good.
A Bluetooth paired PlayStation controller to the Vision Pro, and playing video games is pretty seamless.
Oh, awesome!
On your Windows PC,
nice.
So I've been wasting a lot of time, and to the point that I completely ignored that my Apple Watch lost its charge. So I completely lost a day of. Standing points and move points.
Had a Ultra, that would not have happened.
Yeah, but no, because I will dismiss like, oh hey, you're down to 8%. Okay, whatever. I'm just gonna keep one more round and I'll keep playing my video game.
Well, chances are you weren't standing or moving at that point, so you're okay.
I mean, I would have gotten up, but clearly I.
What video game are you playing?
What was that?
What game are you playing?
I was vacillating between Vampire Survivors and Street Fighter.
Vampire Survivor? Isn't that like a 2D game?
Oh, yeah, it's low graphics. It's super addictive. It's a roguelike. It's like Gauntlet meets Command & Conquer meets...
Somebody told me about it. I was like, that's...
Oh, it's 8-bit shitty, but boy, is it fun. Like, the replayability on that is amazing.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good to know.
And all Snuff right. and I had, like, a nice day yesterday. We drove down to not so much wine country, but wine country in Ohio.
Oh, Ohio.
Yeah, like, it's not really known for its wine. But we did actually find decent one.
Oh, good.
We had a day of it.
Nice. Nice. Anything else you want to tell us about? What about me? So we all talked about how I missed my COVID booster and got COVID, and I had to wait 90 days to get my vaccine. So I got my vaccine on Tuesday, and I was sick as a dog. I never had a reaction to a vaccine like this before. Still much better than
not a reaction. Disease. It's an immune response.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfectly fine.
Oh no, totally. But I had to call out sick the next day. It was so bad. Like, yeah, I'm telling you. Like, I don't know. I was joking with my dad, saying like, I think my body was just like, hey, you just recently had this. Let's really send out the big guns on this, because we got our shots, and my passport was expired. So Sean and I. Another old person thing. We planned a trip to the CVS to get passport photos, to get passport photos, to get Sean's medication, and both of us to get shots. And we went to like the very first appointment in the morning. And of course, there was an old guy who was there before us. Now, they only have appointments every half hour, two people at a time. So I had a 10, Sean had a 10:30. And I knew that if we went together, they would just do us. But when we sat down there was no room in the waiting area. So we sat in the vaccination area. the guy got really agitated because he thought we were stealing this spot. And I'm like, dude, it's a fucking COVID jab. Like, you can go first. It's not a problem.
At what hour in the morning was this? Where did this man felt excited?
Okay. 10 o'clock. Cool. And if I could paint the picture for you, old guy, like I'm talking probably like in his 70s, like my dad's age, right? Sandals, Teva sandals with the crustiest biscuit feet you've ever seen in your life. Jeans, a long sleeve shirt, and a sweater on. It was 85 degrees outside. And as we were joking about this, like every old person down here has a Max, a Pro Max. Like there's just, everyone has three lenses. I don't know whether they get upsold or what, but there's just tons. So, and he just was like, he went to the front desk and he complained that we were in the waiting area. And the lady's like, dude, I'm coming out with all three shots. Just chill. And I was like, so I got my jab and I came home and I was fine.
Just like rubbed it in. Ooh, I'm getting something over you on you, old man.
Well, and
we're getting this better treatment.
I know. Well, I need to get, I want to get my shingles vaccine because now that I am 50 and I do want to get the RSV vaccine, but I just said to Sean, I'm like, I'm just getting the COVID vaccine today. Like one shot and just that's good.
Oh, so you should get both because if it's, you're going to be sick, might as well be sick.
So I don't usually get sick from vaccines. I have the last time I had COVID vaccines, I didn't have any reaction. So I was fine. We did the podcast, right? And then after the podcast, I laid in bed and it was like as soon as I was horizontal, my body went, oh, this is not good. And I had the chills all night. I had a 100.2 fever. I had to take some Tylenol to get rid of that. And I woke up the next morning with like the worst body aches ever. And it was just like, so I took the day. Sean did not have nearly as bad a reaction, but I was not happy. So that was my whole Wednesday was just like I didn't do anything. But I was happy. I got my X-reels back, as I told you guys. So I whipped them out and I watched 3 hours of Netflix. I was watching Blue-Eyed Samurai. I was very happy about that. So real happy to have my X-reels back, I got to tell you. I made sure every day I've watched something on them. So I'm really excited about that. Did we talk about the fact that I bought a new printer because I had the bad printer situation last weekend? Okay, good. We don't talk about that again. All right. So Papa J called me on Friday and Papa J bought a aftermarket Pioneer CarPlay stereo for his old Volvo.
What Papa is this, 1995?
Well, Papa J is a 2014 Volvo C70 convertible, right?
It's how many baby. CDs can it hold?
It could hold six at the time. There was a six CD changer in the back.
No way.
No,
actually
zero.
Does have it?
Yeah, Dad's car, the 2014 did have a six CD changer in the back.
Oh, okay. All right.
But again, it was a 2014, but I believe when... Oh, my God. I mean, it's based off the S40 Sean had in 2004. Right. So please understand that though it was a 2014 car, it was the last model year. So he had like a six row LCD display, like, you know what I mean? Like dots, like, you know, like the old school. It was old.
Yeah.
So he wanted to have CarPlay in his car, but he doesn't want a new car. So he bought this like an 8.5-inch iPad that they stuck where the CD player used to be. And he's been having a lot of problems with the navigation. So we did some troubleshooting to figure out whether it was the phone navigation that was having a problem. Like, is his phone, like, you know, location services off, or is it somehow using an antenna? And of course, you know, I love my dad to death, but he's not exactly what I would call techie. So he failed to mention the fact that there was an antenna sitting on his dashboard for the GPS that would have solved the problem. But we finally figured it out. And after I told him what was going on, the lady at the auto place, the auto radio place, called him and said that there was a recall. So they were going to replace his whole entire head unit. So that was pretty funny. But Papa J did tell me some fun stuff. So basically the law in Texas went in effect where he has to sign up and provide his name and address and proof of ID to look at cat videos on the internet. Yes.
Wait, so, it became real.
Yeah. It's real in Virginia, too. We have friends in Virginia who have the same problem, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so he's like, you and Sean have to figure this out. And I said,
excuse me, old man?
So we're going there next weekend, and so Dad's like, yeah, I got like a post-it note full of stuff for me to do when I get there, which is fantastic. But he said to me, so about this phone. And I was like, okay, and Dad is an iPhone 13. And he's like, well, I want to see your iPhone Plus because I want to see if I want a bigger phone. He's like, but the battery on my phone sucks. And I'm like, well, I'm an iPhone 13. So I was battery health 89%. I'm like, what are you doing on the phone? And he's like, well, you know, I play games during the day. And, you know, I sit there on the couch while I'm watching TV. And I'm like, why don't you use your iPad to play games? And guess what he said?
What's too big?
So I said, well, maybe you should get an iPad mini.
Sir.
Maybe you should get an iPad mini. Within 20 minutes, he called me back and was like, yeah, that's what I want. He's like, I played with your aunts. It's good. Let's get a new one. So Dad got an iPad mini this week, which is hilarious. And then trying to help him set it up was fun because he's got the iPad in his lap and he's got the phone in his hand. And like, I want to see what the screen is saying, right? But of course, I can only see half the screen because he's not looking through the phone. He has to move the phone to see the screen, so I can't see what's going on. So that was kind of fun. But so he got an iPad mini, which he said his only complaint is it's a slippery little sucker. So we ordered him a case for it right away. So, but he said, yeah, he said, this is great. He said, even the there's like a solitaire game he plays that does not have an iPad counterpart. And he's like, it's fine when it's blown up. And I was like, I agree. But I did tell him when I come to visit, we're going through his phone and deleting all of the old apps he does not need anymore. Because he still has Navigon on his phone.
It still works, right? You could still download maps, right? Oh.
No. And we found out that he had deleted Apple Maps off of his phone. And I was like, why? And he's like, I don't remember. And then he's like, oh, wait, I remember. I deleted all the map apps off my phone. And then I downloaded Google Maps, and when that wasn't working in the car, I thought, well, I'll give Waze a try. And I'm like, they're pretty much the same mapping software. And he's like, what? And I was like,
well,
yeah.
Well, not really.
Use the Google Maps underneath.
Alphabet owns Waze, but I wouldn't say that they're the same.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure. But anyway, we downloaded. Well, he was very happy that the phone buzzed his, or the nav buzzed his watch. But I didn't know if the nav had its own navs. Like, I thought it had its own whole head unit thing. But you can pick Android Auto or CarPlay. Because I said to him, are you using CarPlay? And he said, I don't know. I was like, well, go out in the car and show me. What is the very first thing he does? Tapped on the CarPlay button. And I'm like, you got to help yourself here. Got to help yourself. I'm really liking I went to Costco this week and I got to muck around with a 15-inch MacBook Air. Guys, I really like it.
What? Why? Why do you think you need that?
Why do you think Peter needs it?
I don't think I need it. I will say, though, they had a 14 Pro next to a 15 Air. Man, did I like the size of that 15-inch screen a lot. I just feel like I'm not doing anything, but I just don't feel like my iPad. I use the 120 hertz screen very much. Like, I don't use my laptop very much. It's usually plugged in. But that got me to thinking, would a MacBook, an M3, be equal to or better than a M1 Pro chip?
Ooh. How many cores are in each one?
Well, it's tough to say. So,
8 and 10?
I have... Yeah, I think so. But there's more efficiency cores. The M1 has no efficiency cores, really. It just has like two efficiencies and two highs. Now it's like four highs and four efficiencies or something like that. It has like the cores are the same number, but they're spread out differently, I guess. But I did some looking around and people have said that, with the exception of obviously like video rendering, they're almost equal. So it would be like swapping for the same performance. But and I would have to get a 16 gigabyte one, which means I can't get it at Costco, obviously, because I'd have to custom order it. But I'm tempted. Like, I thought to myself, so I get a slightly bigger screen and it's like half as big, like half as thick, and it weighs less. So I was just curious about that this week. I was poking around. And then I want to save the ARM 64 versus AMD thing till the end so PB can laugh at me. But an update on my eyes real quick. So I've, for the first time this week, realized I'm not paying attention to the things that are bugging me anymore, and things are getting a little bit better. But I did make a decision this morning that I cannot use my 44-inch monitor. Like, I've got to get it off my desk because I keep trying to. And then, like, no joke, guys, like, an hour into working, I'm, like, doing something else because I just realized, like, it hurts my eyes to use it because it's so wide and I can't see the edge. So I took it off my desk today and put it in the guest bedroom. And I'm only using a 27-inch monitor, but it's a lot better.
You know? Oh, no.
But like everything is fucked up on my desk now though, right? Because that big monitor took up the whole space, so like I don't know, like everything feels like it's in the wrong place, and I gotta figure out like where all the cables go. So but I don't want to leave it forever. I'm hoping, like, I'm so afraid I'm not gonna go back to it though. Do you know what I mean?
47?
No, that's a 44. No,
44, I see.
No, so I don't know. In the kitchen. It really sucks.
But in the kitchen, but stick a switch on there, stick an Apple TV on there.
You can't. No, I'm telling you, you can't. Well, anyway, like, the whole problem is if it was curved, I think I'd be in better shape. But I just can't see that far peripherally. And the one thing that's really just difficult is just getting used to the fact that, like, people who don't wear glasses must have a lot more variation in their vision than I thought they did. Like, I was talking to a friend who doesn't wear glasses, and I'm like, when you look at your computer screen, I'm like, is everything sharp? And he's like, in the middle. And I was like, but not the edges? And he's like, well, no, not till you look over there. He's like, that's what foveated rendering is about. And I'm like, see, before, when you'd look through your glasses with your eyes, you were still looking through corrective vision. Now it's kind of like... Yeah. But the problem really is it's just too wide. Like, I think I could get away with, if it was like a
37?
Yeah, or 34 probably would be better. But either way, so I'm back to that, which is funny. But, and this is for PB's sake more than Shooty's sake. But, so there is a problem that I'm having to figure out, which is how to do things up close and personal, such as clipping your fingernails, right? So when you clip your fingernails... I'm used to putting my fingernail very close to my eyes to see, and I cannot do that. And I also cannot hold them far enough away and accurately cut. So I was online looking for a magnifying glass, like a lit up magnifying glass, so that you could just, you know, put your hand underneath and clip it.
Like one that you put on an arm?
It was on an arm, yeah. It was like on the arm, but... Sean said, no. He said, you have to order something else. So what I ordered is this.
Science glasses. You have science glasses. Oh, my gosh. You look like a big old nerd with science. You have science goggles.
Oh, wait. It gets so much better.
It's got lights, too. Yeah.
I'm completely familiar with these science goggles.
And more importantly, there are, look how many lenses it is. It's like five lenses. And you just pop them off, and they go from my reading prescription of 1 to 5. Can't wait
till you open up your watch repair business.
Exactly. All the way up to the 4, which is what I needed. But the
thing about it is, if you need them,
So the reason Sean said to get these instead of the magnifying glass was because I couldn't clip the cat's nails because I couldn't see, like, I can't hold her, you know. So I was able to clip her nails with these today, and like arts and crafts, Lego things, these will be very, very helpful.
Oh my gosh, like, you're gonna get into painting miniatures for Dungeons and Dragons.
These would have been really helpful when you were painting, because you can really, when you were doing, remember when we went to PAX? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The more I think is for Legos and for like an arts and craft thing that
your
I sometimes
Christmas
do
Village that. Scene that you could hand paint.
I'm not a very good painter though. But yeah, so I will say for $29 it was a better use of my money.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, I was very excited. So but I mean, look how thick the frickin' lenses are. It's like this is what my glasses used to look like.
I mean,
like.
You should be used to it because it's probably almost the same as your X-Reel.
No, the X-Reels weigh like half of this. These are heavy.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. The lenses are heavy. But anyway, I just thought PB would get a kick out of like, yes, I do have science glasses now. I would call them more arts and craft glasses.
No,
yes,
they are science those are glasses. Science glasses.
I've been waiting so long to show you these. I was like, wait to show you on the podcast.
Well, right, now we know that you need to put that as the album art of you with your magnified eyes.
So Snake said to me, oh my God, I really want to see these. Can you take me a picture? And I said, nope, when you come to the house, I will put them on for you, but there can be no photographic evidence. No,
please.
Ma'am. No.
We need to see your eyes get all shrink. No, gigantic, right? Because they magnify your eyes.
So I think we talked about my pairs came as well, like my blue blocking copy glasses, and Sean says that he just cannot get used to the fact that when I put my glasses on, my eyes don't get smaller anymore because I was myopic, so I would get the squinched in face with the small eyes. So yes, but these are yes, what big eyes you have. So and then a hilarious conversation I had with one of my friends the other day. There is a gentle person, I don't know what their pronouns are, who is on Instagram doing makeup and fashion tutorials. Very nice. Really enjoy his videos.
Their videos.
Huh?
Their videos.
Did I say his? Yes. Sorry, their videos. My bad. And there I was scrolling through X, formerly known as Twitter, looking at cat videos. And there was them. Sucking dick.
Eagle. Oh.
And I told my friend about this, and they said, well, who isn't sucking dick on their neck these days? I just didn't expect it. Like there are people that I know who are, like, there's a comedian who is also on OnlyFans, but, like, I just didn't expect it, and it caught me off guard. And I realized, again, this makes me old. All right, so the tech thing that I want to talk to PB about was ARM 64 versus AMD 64. Can you guess what this is going to be in reference to?
Is it something that you wanted to download or an application that you had and you just assumed you saw 64 and thought it was going to work and it completely borked your machine?
No. Did not bork the machine. So for work, I am learning to use VS Code. Right. So the tool that I use at work has its own bespoke IDE that is like still looks like a Windows 95 application. And the company, instead of moving forward with updating it, has decided we're going to write extensions for VS Code. Right. So for those of you who aren't coders or aren't techies, VS Code is basically a open source IDE, integrated development environment, where instead of it being customized for any one thing, people can write extensions for languages or themes or to do things and so on and so forth. So the tool I use has a complete set of like a library and a debugger and all this great stuff. And it's really tough for me because I'm so used to this old school like Windows 95 looking thing to basically start from scratch. So I'm helping write a course, like an online course on how to switch from one to the other. So basically what I'm doing is I have a Macintosh and I have a VM, right? Because I think we've talked before that the VM that my company uses is a Windows 10 VM. And even on my i7 with hypervisor, right, the vPro, with 48 gigs of RAM, it still crawls. Like, it feels like I'm running, like, Windows 10 on, like, a 486. So I have the Windows 11, and you can't run Windows 11 on VMware because we don't have the T, what is that called, the T2 chip? The integrated Kibi knows what I'm talking about, right?
The trusted computing platform.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Find the paper man.
The TP thing, yes. So so I'm running Windows 11 on Parallels. And so I am I've installed the server that I need to use, right? The back end for this tool. And I am in there running VS Code, and every 3 seconds it tells me the library extension has crashed. And I'm like, and guys, like, I just want to be clear, like, half my company is Mac, half is PC, and we all use the same tools. So I went into the Slack and I said, hey guys, is anybody else having this problem? And somebody wrote back, oh yeah, they just have never bothered or they haven't been able to develop a extension that works on ARM 64. And that's when the first time I realized, oh, that's right, this is Windows, but it's Windows on ARM. So I asked what to do, and they're like, well, pretty much your best bet is to just run VS Code locally on your Mac and connect to your server. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can figure that out. So it took me like 20 minutes to get the Windows firewall, because when's the last time I fucking opened up a Windows firewall? And I got, you know, ICMP traffic moving through, and I got the port shared, and I'm able to do it. But I thought, this is a lot of overhead, a whole Windows 11 install to just run the backend server. So I Googled online, and people were like, oh, it runs in Linux, and it runs in Docker. And I'm like, all right, I do not have the time to go down the rabbit hole of Docker right now, right? It's like, I don't, but I thought, well, I've been wanting to try using Ubuntu as my desktop on my PC, since I don't really use it anymore for work. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to install it on Parallels, right? I'll get it up and running, because I have to be honest with you, it's been so long since I rebuilt a PC from scratch. The last time we did this was with PB, when you and I tried to dual boot Linux on my Surface. Remember that? That was not easy. And so, like, I thought, I'll just start here. So it, you know, the Parallels is really great. They're like, oh, you want to use Ubuntu? Just click here, and here's an image, and here's your user, and just give it a password, and you're up and running. So I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. Took 20 minutes. This is great. So I thought, well, I need Chrome, right? Because I want to be able to sync my bookmarks. So I download Chrome, and it won't install. And I'm like, this is weird. And I'm like, it's definitely the Debian version, and it should have just launched. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll just wget. Wget, and I type in the thing, and it downloads it again, and I sudo dpackage install, and it goes, oh, you can't run this here. And I'm like, what the fuck? And yes, it was AMD64 versus ARM64. And then I found out, oh, there's no Chrome version for Linux ARM64. And I'm like, oh, you got it in me.
There's Chrome,
but it does janky. Not sync, and it does not sync. Like, you can't log in and get your bookmarks and stuff. They took that away. So, which is not the end of the world. I can certainly just use Firefox, but I just thought that was so funny that it took me so long to realize, because it's so close, right? Like, not great. Not great at all. So, but I want to stop feeling lost in Linux. Like, I'm okay in the console, but like with the actual desktop, but I don't know what to do. So now I'm back to running a Docker, right? Because I still have to install the company's server software into something. So maybe it would be just fine to run it as Docker. But I don't know if you can do that either, because I don't think there's a... Because Docker's still going to be... Yeah, I have no idea. So yeah, that was my fun story. I just thought PB would get a kick out of me getting stuck between AMD and ARM64. All right. News. There ain't much news going on, sorry to say. I did watch a video comparison of the M3 MacBook Air versus the M3 MacBook Pro. So that would be the base model of the Pro. I gotta tell you, man, like, I get why I don't personally think that the M3 MacBook Pro, the non-Pro MacBook Pro, is really as bad a computer as people complain about. Because you get that killer screen, right? And you get all the ports, don't you? Or does it still just have only a couple ports? I think it is a MacBook Pro, right? So, like, I don't know. Like, it seems It seems like it would be a good deal. I mean, if you wanted to not have a pro, like, I don't think I'm using any of the pro features of my PB. Do you think you use any of the pro features of your computer, or your company was just like,
I don't even use like the HDMI that's on my pro.
See, I feel the same way. I just plug in my docking station. Do you have a MacBook Pro?
The third USB-C on it. Yes, but
I just use it because it's on that side. Do you feel like you really need a MacBook Pro? Like, do you use any of the features of your MacBook Pro?
Probably not. Like, I mean, Photoshop sometimes would take a lot of memories and stuff and is probably faster. So I'm not sure if I would. Like, if I were to start doing freelance again, I'd probably just go Air. What if I need like 5 more seconds?
Well, and see, isn't that what it comes down to?
Yeah. I'm not like too crazy about that.
I mean, and I was watching a video, you know, I always get sucked into these. Yeah, it has all the same ports. That's not bad. They're Thunderbolt, not Thunderbolt 4. So there are two Thunderbolt/USB 4 ports, whereas, oh, you only get two. You don't get the one on the, I guess you don't get the one over on the HDMI side. Ah, that makes sense. But still, like, I only use it because it's convenient that it's on that side of the machine. Do you know what I mean? But like, I was watching a video, I think it was like Max Tech or something like that, and they were comparing 8 gigs versus 16 gigs of RAM. And I get like, if you're buying a $999 or a $1099 MacBook Air, I just don't think you need, like, if that's the computer that's perfect for you and all you're doing, like Sean, like all Sean does is Safari. I think he does Google Docs and email. Do you know what I mean? Like, it could be an iPad, basically, if it wasn't for the fact that it's in a clamshell mode. I don't think he needs more than 8 gigs of RAM, but like, they were just talking about like, well, we're running the Cinebench. Why? Like, nobody who's buying the $1099 computer is going to do that. Like, I agree. Like, I think the reason I like my MacBook Pro is that it came with 16 gigs of RAM, but I think next time around I would go 24. So I'm thinking like this time next year, I will be allotted to get a new Mac for work or a new PC. I can choose either one. I guess depending on what I'm doing, but I think even if I'm just a low level junior developer, like not, you know, running 37 machine VMs, couldn't I get away with a MacBook Air? I don't know. That was what I was thinking. Yeah. All right. The M3 MacBook Air teardown shows, I think we've already talked about this last week, but that there is actually two NAND chips inside of it. So that will help out significantly. M2 MacBook Airs are on sale all over the place, and I think Walmart had an M1 MacBook Air for $599 this week. So, you know, anybody who needs a Mac, well, it's not a bad time to get an M1 Mac that way. So, all right. So this is such a dumb rumor, I think, but wait for it, Mac. The iPad Air is next up to get an OLED after the not yet released iPad Pro. So I'm like, okay, all right, that's great. I did read this story. I thought was fun that Apple ID is expected to change to Apple Account starting in iOS 18. But they're not going to call it your Apple ID anymore. I think that makes sense, don't you think?
That's what that would be, I guess. Fun.
And then rumors, Mark Gurman at Bloomberg has said that there are two AirPod 4 models expected to launch later this year. He expects both of them to feature a new design with better fit, improved sound quality, and an updated charging case with a USB-C port. There will be high-end ones, which will feature active noise cancellation and a speaker in the charging case that can play a sound for Find My Location. So they're saying that basically Apple is going to kill off both the second and third generations, because you can still buy second gen ones for like $99 most places, and replace them with these two. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. I don't know. I don't find the iPad 3s very comfortable. So Do you have iPod 3s, right, PB?
AirPod 3s. Yeah, like AirPod 3s. Yeah, because like, fuck pros. I don't want the sick shit in my ear.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I like the AirPod 3.
So the AirPod 3s caused abrasion on the top part of my ear hole that to this day I can't get rid of since I had those. Like they rubbed on it and it just won't heal. Like no matter what I do, I guess because it must be like where like my head, where my skin flexes or something. But they just, or maybe that was always there and it just rubbed it the wrong way. But it was not comfortable. And that's all the news we had. So I did have one more topic. I know there was nothing really. I mean, you know what will happen is tomorrow new iPads because we did a show tonight. And because my dad bought an iPad mini. So this week I am traveling for the first time since in a while on an airplane, right? Since the last time I went to visit Shuti last year. So I don't know. I'm itching. I'm jonesing for a new cable bag. Does that make sense? Like I have like PB, when you travel, well, you had that excellent backpack that had the drawer in it, but like, I want a way to carry all my cables. Like, I'm like every day, like, I feel like I need less cables, right? Like, at this point, I pretty much just need like that little GAN charging block and two USB-C cables and R2 travel things, but I don't really need like much else, and I kind of want to
You can get away with a DOP kit that you repurpose as your tech bag.
A what kit?
DOP kit.
What's a DOP kit? I never heard of that. A
shaving kit. Like the shaving bag.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm. So, I see what you're saying. You see, and I wanted I used to have these pencil cases that were like cylinders, and I cannot find them anywhere. And that's what I want. Like, I just want to be able to put something. You know, and I would love to be able to fit my X-Reel box in it, but that thing's so huge.
Why can't you go get some cute pencil case from Japan? Those are perfect for it.
I don't know. I did see this one that I wanted where it unzipped and it had like, it was more like a woman's purse, like where it had like a front and a back pocket and a spot in the middle where your Kindle or your iPad mini would fit. And I'm like, because the other thing I'm thinking is, here's the other problem, right? On the plane, we're flying to see Dad. I want my X-Reels to watch TV. I need my big-ass clunky headphones because I realized I don't have small headphones that can drown out sound, right? So I need these. So now I've got this big, huge pill-looking thing for my X-Reels, right? So I'm thinking, like, maybe I need, like, a small bag for in the hotel and then a small bag for like, oh, this is in the top of my backpack on the plane. Do you know what I mean? Like, cause I'm stuck in the middle seat. I'm always stuck in the middle seat when we fly. I know. I don't know why we don't just fly like one in front of another. We always sit in the same row. It's very stupid. Or
across the aisle from each other.
He won't sit in an aisle seat. He wants the bulk. He wants the.
Oh, what's the window?
Yeah, he insists on windows. I like aisles, he likes windows, yeah. And every time we pick aisle and window, then
Are you on a plane that has a three-seat combination?
Because well, both planes are. Oh, is that the Boeings? Is that what you're telling me?
No. Oh, no, this is just back there where there's a three-seat
combination. Yeah, because we are traveling with two people, that's why.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I'm not exactly sure what to do, but, like, I'm just trying to think of, like, it's a lot, guys.
You have
like,
a cute, just get a cute backpack, right?
I have a backpack.
Yeah. So what's wrong with that?
Well, like when I go to Texas, I'm just taking a backpack with my clothes in it. Like that's it. Like I'm not even taking my laptop with me because I'm only there. If we land like Friday night at like 7 o'clock and we leave Monday morning at 8 a.m. Like we're not there long enough to need anything. So, yeah.
Why are you freaking out about this? Like, why are you overthinking this?
I'm not. I'm just thinking, like, maybe it's time to get, like, a smaller kit that I can, like, I would love, like, a little bag that I could just have in the seat with me. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, because I now have,
like, all of my hand purses.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true. Because now I have this thing to carry on top of everything else and a battery pack if I want. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just not happy with any of my cases. I miss my little zip-up vinyl thingy, my bobbers. So, but no, I just cannot find a way to fit that because these are too big, even when they're folded up for like a travel case. I'm gonna have to get like a purse of some kind, I guess. A little. What I have is I was gonna take my little like a little orange. I have like a little orange drawstring bag like that you would take to like the soccer shoot. You know what I mean? Like to change your clothes. Like I was thinking about taking that and putting like my plain things in, and then pulling that out because the other thing is like, it's not convenient to get under the seat in front of me because I'm fat. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
God forbid I drop something on the floor; it's lost forever. Yeah, but see that won't hold the So PB's got like basically it's like I have a Jack Spade kind of bag like that that a friend gave me, but it won't hold my the headphones won't fit in there, nor will the glasses. That's what I'm saying. Like, I need something that will hold both.
And get, like, yourself, like, a real pretty purse.
I already have a CPAP machine I got to schlep on the plane. I don't think they're going to let me carry a purse a backpack. Yeah, I'm sure it would, PP. I don't have that confidence. I'm sorry.
Get some.
Sorry. So, yeah, I was just thinking, like, I don't know. There's just not a lot of good options out there. But, yeah, I thought about that. Pencil case might be. Because, like, really and truly, like, for in the hotel, I have plenty of pockets inside the backpack for that kind of stuff. So, yeah, like, I keep trimming my stuff. Like, because Sean has to bring his laptop, and he's like, oh, now I got to bring a cable. Nope. My GAN charger and my USB thing will take care of your work computer as well as my work computer. So, but, yeah, I think I'm just taking an iPad and calling it a day. So, all right, well, there you go. It's just the X-Reels, while not as bulky as your what do you call it? Your Vision Pro. It's still like a giant capsule. It's like a...
You see, like, it fit into a tiny-ass backpack with my over-the-ear headphones, with my MacBook Air.
But you also brought a suitcase with you.
Yeah.
See, I'm not planning on... That's why I said it. If I was having bringing a suitcase, mm-hmm. I agree with you. No problem. Right? But like I like when I go to visit Shuti next, I'm not going to try to bring nothing but a backpack. I'm only there for 3 days. Like, how much do you really need kind of thing? So plus I don't want to pay $70 to check my bags going back and forth on JetBlue. I'm so spoiled by not having to pay for bags on American Airlines. And last time I flew JetBlue, they were technically part of American Airlines. So I didn't have to pay for luggage. Now, not so much. So yeah, I don't know. Like, what did you take when you went to Thailand, Shuti? What was your on the plane bag?
It has my computer, games, headphones.
And you just put it under the seat in front of you?
Yeah.
I usually, if I check a bag, I put my backpack in the overhead. I want the leg room. Yeah, maybe that little drawstring bag will be the trick for on the plane. I used to have a cute little canvas bag, but I feel like such an old lady with it. I'm not really sure where it went. It was like a little canvas bag with like a pair of headphones in the front, like, you know, hang in there, kid, kind of 70s old school kind of thing. But I don't know. Just don't know.
There's so many fashionable bags out there. Get one.
I don't. I just want everything in my backpack until the minute I get on the plane, and then everything. I guess it's my headphones, so I could probably just wear those on and off the plane. So no need for that bag. So that's one less bag.
Well, you have to stick it somewhere for TSA.
No, I'm saying in my backpack. But I'm like, and I guess I could even just put my sunglasses on, my things on, and just act like I'm wearing my sunglasses on the plane, looking like an idiot. But yeah, I don't know, dude. I got to figure this out. I'm probably overthinking it, but what can you do?
You are overthinking it. You just need to find fashion bag.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Well, so as I just said, I will not be here next Sunday, and I'm not schlepping anything with me to record there, so we will not have a show next weekend. And then, PB, I think you will be traveling during the week, so I think we'll have to wait. And then you'll be traveling home the following weekend? We won't have a show for 2 weeks unless we do it. We'll have to do it in the middle of the week after that. So, okay, we'll figure it out. But no show next weekend, basically.
All okay. Right.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening, and thank you guys for chatting with me, and we'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.